Officially, hello everyone, welcome to From Heartache to Joy. We are here again with Virginia Rounds Griffiths. Monday's call was fantastic, so much was coming through, and we didn't have a whole lot of time to work with people, so this hour is devoted to you. I'm sure Virginia will have lots of messages for us as we go through today. And a lot of healing as well. So Virginia, officially welcome now that you're present.
Thank you. Thank you, Gretchen. And thank you to everyone that's going to be on this call and those that will be listening to the replay as well. We mustn't forget about them because a lot of people can't jump on the call at the time. So yeah, absolutely pleasure as always, Gretchen. You know, we always have such fun. And the energies, as we were starting, the energies were going... So yeah, oh my goodness, Trinidad and Tobago, you see that?
I do. How cool is that?
That's very great.
Cool. We also have Marilyn who says Monday call was great. May I have a scan? Awesome, Marilyn. It was a great call. It was really a great call. So you guys can raise your hand, get in line,
see
your hand there. So we're going to do scans and get the percentages of alignment as well as many healings as well. So. All right, my dear, are you ready?
It's ready. Oh, goodness me.
All right, here we go. Susan and Bob, you are first in line. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Can I turn on my camera or do you prefer it off?
You can turn it on, Donna, if you want.
Okay, let me turn it on.
You can't, not with the Zoom.
Oh, you can't, not with the Zoom, he said.
Not with the way the Zoom's set up.
Oh, okay.
Not to worry. Hi, Susan.
Hello. How are you, Virginia?
Good.
And that's
good,
Bob saying hello too.
I can hear. Yeah.
Hi, Gretchen. Thank you for taking my call, as always. Okay, Virginia. On Monday's show, you talked about the cube. Well, I've been literally, thank you for that information because I have been seeing the cube, the five patterns, the colors. And I didn't understand what it was until you explained it, and now I don't fear it. So thank you very much for that. I really appreciate it. I see it actually with my physical eyes during the day. And I'm just thank you very much for that information. Now, can you tell me what percentage I am?
Certainly, Susan. And it's such a pleasure to hear that you actually can see the cube and see the five platonic shapes, the geometric shapes that become that make up the Metatron's cube.
Yes.
And no, sweetheart, never fear when this kind of, when you see that whatever it is that's being given you, because it's such a gift, you know, and that's our biggest drawback as humans is that we go into fear before we think, oh, hang on, let me just see, does that feel good or does it not feel so good? Does that make sense to you, Susan?
Yes. And I had also seen numbers. And I'm like, what's with the ticker tape parade? And I could literally physically, because I have an eye problem, I could see those crystal clear. And I'm going, okay, now that I understand what they were doing, you took out the fear, basically. And I thank you very much for that. So when it happens again, I won't be all beside myself.
No, in actual fact, Susan, just say thank you. Just say thank you to the universe and to the guides and just say I'm open to receive. Because they're trying to show you something, Susan. Yeah.
That they're healing my eyes.
Yes, as well as other things. Yeah.
Yes, because I saw sunglasses and I kept seeing the faces. I'm assuming those were the angels or the star beings or whoever. And a lot of them were wearing sunglasses. And I'm going, okay. Well, like you said, the conscious mind tries to figure out what does this mean? So in reality, as I figured it out now, they're telling me, they're healing my eyes and I just have to let it be.
Indeed. Just say I'm open to receive and then just say I surrender to the healing that's coming my way because
that's what I did.
Great on you because too many times we humans, we want to control everything. We think that we say, okay, can we do this? And can we do when we surrender, it means it's taken care of. What you need is taken care of, not what we think we need. So Susan, this is a really good call. And thank you so much for bringing this to the fore. Yeah.
Thank you for healing me in that way by giving me the info. And I don't fear it anymore when it happens again.
Brilliant. So Susan, let's have a look at your alignment. get 90% for you? That's the three, the mind, body, spirit, right? Okay. Total alignment. Now let's have a look at what is the most prevalent that needs help with you. I'm getting mind. Your mind needs more alignment, Susan. You tell me whether this resonates for you or not.
Exactly. You're on. Let my husband explain, because with the problem I'm having right now, I kind of screw up the words. He'll explain what. Go ahead, you tell him.
Basically, she was in a car accident, had a concussion. Her brain does not connect with the rest of her physical senses. She cannot interpret what she sees. When she does see, her central vision's gone. Even when she's trying to talk, she's not bringing the words out that she wants to say, because she's not getting her brain to connect with the physical part of her body.
So what I'm picking up here is, Susan, how long ago did this happen?
10 years ago.
Okay, so what I'm getting here is there's a part of the brain is in the temporal lobe that's called the Broca. Now, the Broca is where we announce our words. We can say it with precision and without any hassles and without any ummings and awrings. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because that part of your brain is needing help right here, right now, okay? And then there's another part of the brain. And it's it's to do with the cohesion of our thoughts and how we bring our thoughts together to be able to speak what we want to speak. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
And so in your case, both of those things are an issue, Alan, okay? So no, I'm just going to do some healing on that. Would that help you? Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh. Oh, goodness me. And if anyone else is feeling the same or has the same issue that are listening to this on live or on the replay, this is also for you. I get there's many more than just you, Susan, here with this issue. Okay, darling.
Well, I'm glad I could help whoever I could help.
Oh, absolutely. This is the beauty of what we do. And the beauty of the group energy is that when we do it for one, we do it for all. Tell me how that's feeling for you at all, lovely, if you can feel any change at all. You may not.
Yes, I felt the energy coming from the left side of the temporal area. It's coming right in front, and then it kind of stops right like where half of the third eye is.
This is where the Broca is, in the left-hand side, in the temporal. And there's another part in the back, which is called the vernicus. And those two are what is able to make us speak, you know, more precisely, and also to bring the thread of our ideas and how we want to speak and what it is the issue is that we wish to speak about without any interruptions, you know, so you can just, the energy just flows and your speech just flows. Does that make sense, Susan?
Yes. And I felt it's still working, but I felt like half a circle. It started halfway in the back on the left, and it came to the front halfway right where the third eye would be.
Beautiful.
It just stopped. It's only doing it in a little circle.
Oh, that's wonderful. And it's great that you can feel that as well, because this is powerful. Mm-hmm. And the majority of us don't understand that this is a real issue for us. Yes. And especially as we start to get older, it happens more and more. It's just like wear and tear. There's breakdown somewhere along the line. And there's another part of this as well, which I just checked into. And that connects the two parts of your brain together that are connected with speech. You'll just have to let us know how this goes, Susan, please.
Thank you very much. And I hope I helped anybody else that might have a similar problem on the call. I'm very grateful.
Indeed. You have, Susan. Valerie said I needed that too. Thank you. And Nancy said, thank you. We could all use more mental clarity. So thank you, Susan, for bringing this. And happy for you to that you figured out the cube and can help release that.
I know.
So very cool.
Yes, it's a real neat show once it starts.
I bet it is.
It's constant.
Susan, you should say to them, can I take pictures of this as we go?
Oh, believe me, I remember. I mean, like the patterns change like every 2 seconds, and then they float. And I'm like, are we done with the slideshow yet?
Just show me more. Amazing. Show me more.
I was describing them to him, like green diamonds with yellow diamonds in the mixture. And then I would have circles that would turn into eyeballs. So that must have been my cue. They're working on my eyes. And I would see people in big, like they'd be like globs of green and blue. And I would see faces forming out of these globs.
Wow.
I had all these geometric shapes.
And the numbers.
And then I had, I think it might have been light language. It was like an alphabet, but I couldn't understand it. And that was going by. And I'm like, okay, what's next? It was all different colors.
Susan, the next time you see that alphabet or any of those codes, just try writing them down.
Oh, okay. I did remember two of them, a 6728. And the other one was like 2359. I could see they stayed a while, but the others just flew by. I don't know what that means, but it was interesting.
Such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming on. And you're the first one in. And look, you just set the tone.
Oh, thank you.
Have a day.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Susan.
You made my day.
Thanks, 13, Susan and Bob.
My lucky number, 313. See, there you go.
Awesome.
313.
Thank you. Guys. Have a great day.
Take care.
Bless you. And you too.
Thank you.
Oh, that was so sweet. Lovely.
There was another, Margaret said, thank you, Susan. I have a disconnect between my brain and my motor balance legs abilities. I had a concussion too. So there you go.
If I can come back to that, Margaret, that's the parietal lobes on both sides above your, or just to the back of your ears there. And they're connected to your movement of your arms, your legs, and they have things that, and also the face, the lips, all of that type of thing. It's amazing. The brain is such a complex organ, and yet it is so, you imagine that this here is controlling your foot, your leg on the left ear, on the left side, and this side is controlling the right side. So that's why I always say that your brain is the CEO of the body. It is so important. But thank you for that, Margaret and Susan and Bob. That was wonderful.
Awesome. Good stuff. Lots of people were helped with that. So again, the power of the group energy. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Marilyn, you are up next. You should be able to unmute yourself now.
Hi, Marilyn. Good to see you here.
Hello, Virginia. I'm excited about your new package. And I would just like a scan to see where I'm at. I can work
on it. So we're looking at the mind, body, spirit here. And let's have a look at your connection, your percentages. So I get 95, Marilyn. You're pretty connected, well connected here. Does that make sense to you? Good alignment.
Yes, because I work with you all the time. Thank you. Yeah.
I was about to say, Marilyn, it's just absolutely amazing because you at least once a month, aren't you, Marilyn?
Yeah, about that. Yes, thank you.
And I can thanks, lovely. And I can say this too to a lot of people that are wondering, you know, this kind of work that we do, it's not a one-hit wonder. This with Marilyn, she does the work. As we were speaking about earlier on with Gretchen on Monday, when you do the work, you get the results. Would that be right, Marilyn, would you say?
Yes. It's not hard work, though, just carving out some time.
Yes, indeed. It's not hard work. But you've got to put your effort into it, your side as well, because it's a two-way street. And this is why it's just maintenance. And I have quite a few people that do that. They come in once a month, which is brilliant. And it's just you know, checking on the stuff that's, because in the end, you're going through life, and life is happening to us all the time. And it's connecting and disconnecting our energies in all kinds of ways, in thoughts, feelings, and emotions, as we all know. And this affects us, you know, as we go through our life. So, Marilyn, thank you. So, yeah, I get 95 for you, which is brilliant. And the thing that I think that you're needing most help with here is I'm getting it's your mind, Marilyn. You tell me if that's right or not. Does it resonate for you?
Well, I do think a lot and use a lot of mind energy. So I don't know if it's overuse or not trying to balance with the heart.
Yeah, it's just trying to get it into a more balanced perspective, but very, very small in your case, having to put into alignment. Well done, Marilyn.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. You're welcome. Thank you. I love it when it works like that.
So I do have a question back to Susan and Bob, because, you know, she is seeing the cube and she is getting, you know, messages. Would a program like this work for somebody like Susan or somebody else that might be, you know, not really sure what to do with all of this, you know, information that they're getting? Would it help kind of activate that or open it? I don't know what I'm trying to ask, but
you're kind of getting sort of
you'll figure.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. Would it help? I, from my perspective, it would, because it would help them to open up even more.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Yeah. Because Remember, when you're in alignment, you are in that place where everything is working for you. Yes. The energies are all lining up to work with and for you. And so, yes, I would definitely say that's very much a help. And then with Susan, she had issues with her speech center, so we picked that up, which is great, and also her eyes. So we didn't do anything with her eyes, but it's possible. Yeah, and of course, Source. I mean, the masters are already taking care of that for her. They're looking after that for Susan, her eyeballs.
Yes.
Ooh, I can feel the energy coming through.
Awesome.
They're telling me yes. Yeah. Sorry. Okay, next.
Laquita, I'm going to bring you over. You're not next in line, but this is your first time here, so I want to welcome you. And you can have a talking to Virginia.
Hi.
Hello, Laquita. How can we help you, lovely? Do you just want to know about your alignment? What do you want to know?
Yes, this is my first time. I got the email like right on time as we were opening up. So I was like, yeah, let me join this.
Yeah, let me go and have a sticky pick and see what this woman's about.
Yes.
I know that feeling. Yeah. So let's have a look at your alignment. So, Laquita, I get an 85% alignment. All right. So, and let's have a look at the most prevalent thing that they're telling me that is the needing to be aligned for you. I'm getting your mind, and I'm getting spirit, spiritual. So, do you understand what I'm talking about here?
Yes.
Yeah, this is mind, body, spirit alignment. Okay, so 85% is what I get for your total alignment between the three. And then your mind, I get your mind is like overactive. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Laquita, please, lovely, know one thing about me. If it feels right to you, then yes. If it doesn't feel, if what I'm talking about, it sounds like total hogwash, then you say yes as well. So tell me it's hogwash. Okay, now?
I will. Yeah. My body doesn't, my mind doesn't really match up with my body is what I feel, you know, like the things that I think that I can do, I am having a hard time with my body keeping up with what can be done.
So is your body 100% healthy?
No, it's getting there. Mm-hmm. It's been a long road.
Are you noticing a change, though?
Yes, I'm definitely noticing a change. I am on the right track to getting better. I'm making better decisions.
Good.
And just had a lot of...
You've had a lot of trauma, Donna, yes?
Yeah. I think I was born with a lot of it. Came from my mom. I've been in a hospital.
Sweetheart, you're not on your own. Not on your own.
A while. Okay?
Yeah. Not on your own. A lot of our childhood comes from in vitro. And or, you see my, my reaction when I said in vitro? All right. So yes, that's from when when you were a child, when you were still in the womb. And I'm getting also past life. You got a lot of past life trauma as well.
Had a lot of past life. Oh, yes. Man.
Yeah. When my voice gets worse as I go into the more stringent energies. And if I look at, and I'm also getting your ancestral. Whoa. Okay. There's a lot of ancestral trauma there too. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it's a lot of what I work on is like past lives and ancestral.
So you've got all of that trauma that is, so hence the mind. And I get that your mind is, I feel that you overthink, sweetheart. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. That's why the mind came to the fore. Okay. And I'm also getting, let's have a look here. I don't know what your let's just do some clearing of the mind section, because, and your trauma. Jesus. Did you notice a change in my demeanor? My face? I've got more calm. Because now that part of your energy, this parasympathetic and the sympathetic and the limbic system, has all calmed down. Do you feel more relaxed, Nikita?
Yes, I felt that on the left side of my neck, and I feel like I can breathe better.
Brilliant. Your endocrine system is also, sorry about this. Your endocrine system is also out of alignment, right? Yes. It's not happening. And that's from emotions, lovely. Does that make sense?
It does. I was literally dealing with that about a year and a half ago.
It's still out of alignment right now. Okay. I'm just going to ask them to just clear out all your endocrine system, because it's and this is as a result of emotions. Simple as that. That's my perspective after seeing so very many people that have had trauma. Their endocrine system inevitably will be show the symptoms. Oh wow, that feels so much better. I don't know whether you felt a shift there at all. And everything has just gone boom and cleared up. Whew. How are you feeling, lovely?
I feel good. I felt like rain or something kind of just clear and wash everything over me.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. And let's just look for the... That's the washing out of all that, of the negative energy that we just found in your body. So you should be feeling much more calm. And I don't know whether anybody else, remember when I do this for anyone that's on the call, that comes live, this also pertains to anyone else that is listening. So if it's also happened to you, please just let us know in the chat. That would be really great. And this is the beauty, again, as we spoke about before, of the group energy. Well done, Lakita. Now you know what I'm about.
Yeah, I'll be looking you up. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, awesome. Sweetie. All the best.
Thanks for joining.
I'm just getting stuff out of nowhere. It's lovely. Just like,
I love it. I was feeling so much. I'm feeling so much calmer, and I felt that, and I heard that in her voice as well. So that was really interesting. Just maybe just taking the head out of it a little bit. So very cool. Awesome. Just real quick, because I don't know if this is right or not, but in this program, in the Metatron Healing Codes, is there anything for trauma? Like, because so many of us have it, is that something that is worked on in this program? Yeah, and if not, it's fine. I just am curious.
There is a section there for the endocrine system, right? So, yeah, that will be of a great benefit to someone that has trauma. Mm.
Perfect. All right. Thank you. Okay, Catherine. This is your first time as well. So let's bring you over. I love that we're having some first timers here. This is so
good. Cool. Gumdrops.
Yeah. Catherine. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you very much. I'm really excited. And yeah, it was, well, I don't believe coincidence exists, but I was like checking my mail right before. And I do feel that I have the need of healing, and here I am. So thank you. I'm super grateful.
No need to be nervous, lovely. Everything, you know, the beauty is that you're here and you're meant to be, yes? And also remember, there's no such thing as coincidence. Sweetheart, we call that synchronicity, all right? Everything mm-hmm. synchronizes to be in the same right place at the right time. That's basically what is happening, and which is what's brought you here. So let's have a look at your... Catherine, excuse me. You've had trauma, darling. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, makes sense.
It's quite severe, your trauma too. Yeah. Oh, goodness me. Okay, let's have a look at your alignment. Catherine, what we just spoke about, I get your alignment at 75%, darling, okay? You can see I'm really struggling, right, with the energy. So your, from my perspective, your alignment is at 75%. You tell me what that makes sense to you. Remember, we're talking your mind, your body, and your spirit aligned as one. If it was perfectly aligned, it would be at 100%. But in this case, it's at 75%. Now, take into consideration your thoughts, feelings, and emotions that rule our that rule everything that we do, you know, as we speak, what we say, what we do, and how we act, and how we think. Does that make sense to you, lovely?
Yeah, it makes totally sense, because that's what I'm looking forward to, be coherent of like my emotions and what I think and what I say. And sometimes I struggle with that because,
And you, sweetheart, you're not on your own, okay? There's just about every single person on the earth plane is like that, except for the people, those that have got that into a perspective and have that in alignment. So this is what this is really about, is having to align your mind, body, spirit, so that you become as one, so that you then start coming from the heart and speaking from the heart, acting from the heart, and thinking from the heart. That's so important. So now if I look at your, let me see, what is the most prevalent issue here for you? So in your sense, I get the mind again, right? So your mind is running overtime. Is that right?
That's right.
You only tell me if it is right or not. You tell me. I'm only telling you what I'm picking up, how I'm reading your energy, okay? And I'm also getting the spirit. Your connection to spirit is not as good as you would want it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, now when you were trying to see me, I felt lots of sadness and the need of cry, and the need to cry. I don't know.
Yeah. So and of course the need to cry means that it's a release for you, I guess. So I'm just going to look. Okay. You've had a lot of grief, darling. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jeez, it's really, really, really very high in this. So here we go. We're talking of emotions, right? We're talking the mind. We're talking the that part of you, which is what I found the most prevalent. So if I look at your and I'm also getting sadness. So does this make sense to you? Grief and sadness?
Yeah, because I got separated, and what I'm grieving is like my marriage. After many years that we were not connected, I finally got separated. But
another reason that this happens too is because not only if we lose loved ones, but also in your situation with your relationship, but again about ourselves and our lives. If our lives haven't worked out the way we wanted it to work, we get a grief and sadness about that. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I know I made the right decision. And now I'm free and peaceful, but it was hard to be.
And you must remember too, we're not just talking about what's happened yesterday and today. We're talking about what's been happening through years. Okay? Because it's lodged in your energy field, right? So for everybody out there, let's just do some. Let's kind of do some. And for Catherine, just going to do some clearing on grief and sadness. Your heart needs some aligning, lovely, okay? And I know it's a really difficult thing to say that you need to work, go to the heart, because the heart is the way forward, as the way I see it. But in your case, your heart needs to be cleared. You need to do some work on your heart, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how you're feeling right now, Catherine.
I'm feeling more relieved.
Are you still feeling sad?
I feel like my chest is trying to expand.
Beautiful. That's a great result. Yeah. So if you're feeling like your chest is expanding, that means that we're actually achieving what we set out to do, which is to clear away as much grief and sadness as we can in this short time. Okay. Thank you so much, Catherine. All the best, lovely.
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, sweetie. Good job, the best.
Good job. It's amazing how much we all carry, isn't it? That we just shove it.
Because we can't see it, right? Because it's not obvious. It's not like you've got a boil on your arm or something.
Right.
It's not like you've got a cut somewhere. No,
put the pieces together that because of this, I'm feeling this, or my body's doing this, or, you know, like it's just.
We don't connect, mainly because we're ignorant about all of this. Yeah. It's what you don't know, you don't know. So how are you going to fix something if you don't know it?
Yeah, totally. Good job, guys. Let me know how you're doing in the comments, because this is a lot of energy flowing.
Yes, please.
So please give us feedback, give Virginia feedback, so she knows what's going on. So, all right, Kayla, you are next. You should be able to unmute yourself, Kayla.
Yes, hi.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you. Virginia, it's been a long time since we've been in touch. I so appreciate being here. And I have to admit, I have not yet listened to the previous call. So evidently it's okay I'm here. I wouldn't have been called on.
No.
But yes, I'm very curious about my alignment, but I also, my body overreacts to every single thing I eat. So it doesn't digest, or it creates swelling or incredible brain fog, or, I mean, I can have so many symptoms, and my weight has dropped drastically. It is not healthy because I can't really eat and assimilate these foods. So anything you could help on that would be so appreciated.
Okay, let's have a look at your alignment. I get a 70% alignment with you, Kayla. Okay.
Better than I expected.
70%.
Good.
And now let's have a look at, we can almost guarantee what the main disassociation would be. Physical.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Physical. And Keta, do you live in, or do you work, or are you around EMF a lot?
Just basically at home most of the time. So pretty much like anybody else is, I suppose.
Are you in a built-up area, or in the countryside?
I'm in a neighborhood.
Okay. I get a lot of EMF in your field.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Well, lovely. You understand. Even the washing machine sends off EMF.
Yes.
Microwaves, irons, hair dryers. What are all the things that we're using every day?
Yes. Yeah. Everything that's plugged in, and even those that are not.
Electricity, right?
Yes.
Way back before electricity was ever found, we had none of these issues.
Right.
But it's because of electricity and because of our overuse of them, because every gadget in the house is run on electricity of some kind, isn't it?
Yes.
So we're swimming in a soup of electricity. And
So Virginia, are you saying the EMF and the electricity affects our food and how our body handles the food as well?
Yeah, oxidative stress.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
It's cool. Yep. Oh, absolutely. It's absolutely fascinating. The more research I do on this, the more understanding that I am coming to know. And of course, we won't even go there with smart meters, right? Because that's throwing out huge amount of EMF. Do you have one of those in your house at all, Kayla?
I think they put a smart meter on my house a couple of years ago. I tried to argue against it, and they're like, well, you know, your neighbor's house is right there and he's got one too. So, you know, it's not like this is going to be tremendously different. I do have some of these little dots and things like that that are supposed to help balance that kind of energy. And I have one of these whole house things plugged in, but it sounds like maybe they aren't doing the job.
Well, sweetheart, as I look at your house and your smart meter, that's not what I'm getting. Okay.
Okay.
I'm scanning your house now for EMF, and I get quite a lot of EMF around you. And let me just have a look at you. And I get 5G as well.
Yeah, I had to get a new smartphone, and that was ready for that.
It comes in so many different ways. We have no idea. Yeah. And it completely, some people who are extremely sensitive, when did all this start happening to you?
The digestive issues probably 15 or so years ago, maybe 20.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, that would have been approximately, after Hurricane Ivan came through my area. And that's when, of course, things were built up even more and stronger and so on. So that could have been possibly that trigger.
Yeah, it just actually quite amazing where it's coming from. And I get EMF is quite high in your body, that energy. So right now, let's just clear. I'm just going to clear EMF because I know it's so prevalent.
Wow.
Oh, la la. Do you feel energy at all, Kayla, when this is?
I do not, unfortunately. I sure wish I could.
Oh, sheesh. Right. So that you're clear as far as I'm concerned at this stage, all right?
Thank you. Is there something I could or should be doing then to help keep that cleared?
It's a difficult one, Kayla. You know, like for instance, I have tools that I can feel that I know work. And so I know that I'm, but you've got to be constantly doing it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, you've got to have your consciousness focused on it. And this is for everybody else who's listening as well, because I think this is important. I can clear that from you now, Kayla, but in about a week's time, you probably have another, you're going to have some more.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
I do have a package, which is, you know, with From Heartache to Joy. The tools are in there if you need them.
All in right? This particular package that you're offering right now?
No. No, the ones that this is not the 5G one. This is
okay.
I have a 5G package with From Heartache to Joy.
Okay.
Already gone through. EMF one rather, I should say. Yeah. So all the best with that, lovely. Let us know how you go.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Kayla. Wow, this call's going on. I'll try to find that link for you so you can check it out if you're interested.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. You know, it's all this technology, right? Like it's supposed to make our life easier, and it does in many ways, but then what the toll it's taking on our bodies. And I never thought of that with the food until you said that. I was like, well, of course it's getting into the food. Like if it's getting into our bodies, even if we're eating healthy, if we're eating organic, if we're eating, you know.
Yeah, take into consideration as well, Gretchen, the food that's being produced now is being bombarded with chemicals. Yes.
Right.
To make it look good, to make it appealing to the eye.
Yeah.
And so it's been bombarded with a lot of chemicals that are toxins in the body. Yeah. They become toxins in the body. They then change the chemicals arrangements in your body. And people like Kayla, who's probably extremely sensitive, more than others, is picking that up. Mind you, she's also, I saw that her vagus nerve is way up there. Let's chill out. Can I do the vagus nerve for everybody, please?
Yes, please.
Everyone, I just want you to feel. Just close your eyes and feel, that's all. Well, my team works on you to bring your vagus nerves down. Some of you may, or most of you may have felt a shift then, like your whole body would have relaxed, okay? And that's bringing your vagus nerve down, which means that you become in a bit more calm and relaxed place. So let us know if it makes any, if you notice the change.
Awesome. Kayla's saying. Yes, I know. And the vagus nerve issues are huge for me. Thank you. Very cool.
Yes. Yeah, Kayla, because I picked it up and I go, oh my gosh. Now, and Kayla, the other thing is too, the vagus nerve being like that is causing issues with your gut. So, again, the digestive system. The vagus nerve is notorious for that because it wanders all around down into the digestive system. It is known as the rest and digest nerve. That's what it's called. That's what it's known as, the rest and digest. So when it's balanced and at rest, like everybody should be feeling right now, that means that your digestive system will be working at its optimum, right? It's in the balanced state. But when it's not, that's when you're old. That's why children, when they're little, you know, they always say, oh, I've got a tummy ache, something's wrong with my stomach. And if you know that you've all eaten the same food, there's an issue of emotions involved. Take this on board for all those parents and grandparents that are listening to this. If your little one has got a problem with their stomach, if they say my tummy is sore, whatever, that's usually, and you know that it's not the food, then you know that that is an emotional issue. Something that they're anxious about either at school or at home or among friends, whatever it is. It's really, really important. A great trigger point for us to say, oh my gosh, so maybe there's an emotional component going on here. Normally our first thing is to go to, oh, there's something that they've eaten, right? There's a problem with something they've eaten, but it's not necessarily, like, as I said, if it's something, if you know what food they've eaten, then you, and you know that the food is not an issue, then you know that it's an emotional issue for the child.
Good. Thank you. That's, and people are really resonating with this. We got, wow, amazing feeling. Much gratitude for this beautiful energy. Vagus nerve work has really relaxed me. Thank you. So awesome for that feedback. Also want to give feedback here. Susan and Bob wrote back in and said, Bob said she is seeing that Susan is seeing indigo blue and feels calm and feels lighter in her head where the damage was. She also said, even her eyes feel better. This is much appreciated from us both. And we say thank you and blessings to you both.
Oh, how lovely. Thank you, Susan and Bob, for bringing us that information and the feedback. It's so always lovely when you get positive feedback. I mean, and also, don't forget, it's also good for, from our, my perspective, if I get negative feedback, right? Yeah. Because then there must be something that needs, still needs help. Yeah, so Bob and Susan, thank you.
All right. Next up, Earline. I know I'm saying that wrong, but you are up. You can unmute yourself.
Earline. It's Earline. It spells Earline, but it's pronounced Earline. Thank you.
Welcome. Glad to have you here.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Great. So, Earline. Are we just, let's have a look at your alignment, darling, okay? I get 90% aligned, Earline. I don't know if it makes sense to you. Yeah?
Yes, that feels good, yes.
Yeah, and let's have a look. I get physical body. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I purposed in my heart yesterday that I needed to treat my body better. It's been calling for food, and I've not been complying with what it's been calling for. So yes, that resonates big for me.
Yeah, I get your spiritual alignment is pretty good, Earline. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I get your mind is pretty well aligned as well, but it's the physical body that I'm getting out, out of alignment. Well done, you. All right?
Thank you. That is so cool. Thank you.
Yeah, because at least with the physical body, you can do something about it, right?
Yes, I do. And I know what I can do. So I just need to go ahead and do it now.
Brilliant. Well done, lovely. Thank you so much for coming on. It's great.
For having me.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Shariba, you are up next.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Virginia.
Hello, Shariba. Yes, we can.
Hi, how are you, ladies?
We're good, thank you, sweetie.
Great, I'm so excited that I'm being get tall. It's my first time.
Brilliant, so that's always good to have, always a first time for everything, isn't it?
Yes, it is, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. So I'm just going to look at your alignment.
Thank you.
So I get, Shariva, that you're 75% aligned. All right.
Okay.
And let's have a look and see which one is needing the most help. I'm getting both two parts. One is the mind and the other one is your spiritual
path. Okay.
As well. So does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes, it does. Actually, Virginia, what I would like to help is that I have diagnosis of fibroid cystic in my left breast, and from time to time that I feel discomfort. Sometimes I feel a little pain. Even though I go to my annual mammogram, they say everything is fine. So if you can help me to check to make sure everything is still aligned, it would be great. And it just, you know, being a woman, and sometimes when you're feeling breast pain, you just kind of get jittery, you know, like, is that mean I might have cancer, you know, things like that. So, especially I have a family, you know, history of that.
Well, I'm picking up your lymphatic system. Okay.
Okay.
Now, lymphatics come all the way down and from the armpit down through the left-hand side or right side of the uh-huh. of the breast. Uh-huh. And usually, a lot of times, if the lymphatic system is blocked, then that will cause discomfort.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So I'm just going to ask them to clear the lymphatics.
Thank you.
Jeepers. Remember to...
Uh-huh.
Shariva.
Yes.
What you focus on, you pull to you, right? So if you're going to be worried about whether you're going to get cancer or not, guess what you're doing?
It's affecting it my mind.
Yeah, you're pulling it.
You know,
yeah?
I try not to think about so much, you know, because sometimes, especially I know that I have weight gain, you know, any of those issues, I know it could trigger it, you know, because I'm not a very tall person. I'm kind of small, but I know that I'm overweight. So I know that any of those problems could trigger, you know, the discomfort. I mean, the thing is, when it comes to health, it's not something that I have control only on certain things, like what I eat, making sure that I'm exercise, eating right, you know. But other than that, you know, you kind of have to place your hands into God, you know, it to guide you through life.
Mm-hmm. So from my perspective, we've cleared the lymphatic system around the outside. Does mm-hmm. do you still have discomfort there?
No, I feel a little bit more at ease.
Good.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dawn. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you very much, Virginia. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry, I cut off. So when Shariva was talking, it was an interesting, with everything that we've talked about on today's call, right? Like the EMS, the food, trying to do everything right. Like we can get so caught up and worried, right, about all of this stuff, like that we should be doing and doing it properly. So I would imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the alignment of the mind, body, and spirit becoming more aligned would help us let all of that
chill,
right? Yeah. Because it's so prevalent, like we try so much, we try to do everything right. And so we do get stuck here, right?
Yeah, like we do. Yeah, this is absolutely right. You're perfectly right, Gretchen. So what happens is she knows that there's an issue with the family, the genes, right? But right. We also know there's such a thing as epigenetics, which means you don't have to buy into that story of your genes, right? And so you can change that, which is the beauty of all this and how it all came about by through Bruce Lipton, Dr. Bruce Lipton. So we know that we are not we're not subject to our genes. We can change that just by our mindset here, right here between the brain and the skull, okay? We are responsible for that and we can change it. Yeah. Because all we need, it's literally the law of attraction in action. That's it. What you think, you pull.
Yeah.
So if you think positive, there was a beautiful image that I saw the other day. Something to do with we don't have to. When we raise our vibration to such an extent, everything else that is negative cannot affect you, right? Whether it's illnesses, whether it's psychic attack, whether it's anything spiritual, this is exactly what we're talking about here, mind, body, spirit, things that are happening to everybody all day, every day. It's part of life. That's why I talk about trying to align all of these parts of you, because once you get there, that means that you've expanded your protection, you've expanded your vibration to such an extent that nothing gets in the way, nothing worries you. You're in a place of absolute beautifully peace and compassion and love.
No matter what is going on.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And if you weren't on the call on Monday, I talked a little bit about this with myself, because this is just a silly example, but it's so true. Like I was driving in a snowstorm, which I hate, absolutely despise. Was going down this hill and white out. And I just let it, I was like, I'm just going to let this go, you know? And my heart didn't race. My heart, it was just such a beautiful feeling in such a silly way, but it really was. It was just.
No, it's an important, it's important. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was just very, it was such a beautiful example of how that, you know, how being more aligned can kind of let all of that worry go.
You stayed out of the fear.
Yes.
It's the fear that does it. Every time.
As
soon as we go into fear about something new that hits us, you know, that we come into the energy of and we go, oh, we don't interfere, like Susan said before, and then she realized, you know, after hearing the call, that it's nothing to be fearful of.
Yes.
Fear is the thing that undoes us big time. It really does. Yeah. It puts you into a spiral and sets all of these chemical reactions going. From the endocrine system, it's vagus nerve, the trauma, all of that.
It lights it all up, right? Like,
it does.
Yeah. And it's not that we won't have a thought that could cause fear, right? Like, because our brain still, but it's how we're reacting to it. Like,
we perceive it. Yeah. So you remember there's a thing, you either react to something or you respond to it. Yes. Mm-hmm. So the reaction is the fight, flight syndrome. Whereas the response is where you take it on board and you're aligned and you just respond with whatever comes up.
Yeah.
Right? So it's almost like taking a back step and going, take a deep breath. Okay, let's see what I can do about this. Right? Yeah. Let me see, like you did. You just responded. You didn't go into a flight, fright reaction, which was the fear, but you responded and you stayed calm and it just passed. Right?
Yeah. Interesting. Love it. So guys, I'm going to put the link for this offer, Metatron Healing Codes. It's orderjoy2020.com/Virginia24. Again, it's orderjoy2020.com/Virginia24. This offer, there is an early bird bonus that is expiring on Friday. Oh, yeah. That is 2 days from now. So can you talk a little bit about what that is?
Indeed, I shall. That's to do with soul retrieval, right? So how to retrieve your soul pieces, because when we've all come through many lives, we wouldn't be here if we hadn't. And as a consequence, those lives have put us into places of poverty, of starvation, of war, and you name it, any kind of conflicts in the world. we very possibly have been there, right? Even just tribal, you know, if you just do a little tribe in some little places in history somewhere. But guess what? The next tribe, they want to have what you've got. So they want to come and take it off you. So all of that stuff is very important. And when it happens, our soul is left, a little bit aspects of our soul are left in those places where we've had trauma, right? Where we've been killed, somebody might have been going to be murdered, any of those things. So little parts of our soul are out there. So that this particular one is about bringing the souls, here we go, the energy's coming in. Bringing those aspects of our souls together so that we can clear them and then become as one. So that's what that particular early bonus is about.
So Virginia, in this particular package, I'm assuming that by bringing our soul, like why this bonus is so important is because we're bringing all of us here to this moment to align. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And we are needing it right here, right now, at this time. All of you that are listening to this and anyone that's going to be listening to the replays, anyone that at all, we came for a reason in this time, this place. And we came to experience and bring our energy so that we could be of benefit to this time. Always remember that you're here for a reason. And I know for some people, your lives haven't panned out the way you may have wanted. Your health may not be the best. Your emotions may be all over the place. You may have had trauma, but there's a reason you're here. And this is all about life lessons. Remember that too, because what you'll learn as you go forward in this lifetime, this is part of your soul's journey. Remember the word soul's journey. When you pass from this plane, this earth plane, you only pass when you've done what you came for. Right? So, and it really seems so difficult for some people, like when babies get taken away, when babies die young. Now I'm going off on another tangent. But when that's because they had to come in to experience life. They may have not have finished it off from before. So they've come in to experience life and then they go back out. But at the same time, it's also a lesson for parents and family, extended family, for them to realize and go through their lesson. Everything's a lesson. Everything is a lesson. How we deal with that lesson, how we go forward with that lesson, that's the big, the secret, so to speak. Mm. That's the balm. If we manage to traverse this beautiful journey and come out on the other side, absolutely amazing. And don't forget, you're beautiful as you are, but you can strive even more, right? And that's our journey, is to learn why we came and our purpose. Oh, damn, it's just sort of... Oh, did that come up before?
Nope, just came up. Yeah, awesome. There was something else I was going to say and I lost it. Is ill health a lesson, Lonnie asks.
Lonnie, good question. It can also be past life stuff. And it could, Lordy, here we go. It could also be karma. Now remember, karma is cause and effect. And a lot of people think of karma as a good or bad thing, something that you may have done in your past life that you have to reverse in this one. Not necessarily so. Karma is a way of resolving what needs to be looked at from another life, another time. So never think of it as a negative thing. Always think of it as something that is a positive issue for you as you go forward. Oh, where'd that come from?
Mm. Powerful.
Yeah, so it can be very much karmic illness.
Yeah. Awesome. Margaret says losing a baby was a lesson for her. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing. Gosh, no.
Oh, this is what I was going to ask. If you guys can let me know in the comments. Right now, we don't have a payment plan for this program, Metatron the Healing Codes. If this is something that you would be interested in, we have no intention of putting it out. But if you guys are interested in that, that will help you access this program, Please let me know in the comments. That's what I wanted to ask, and it left me. So lots of good comments, guys. Let me know how you enjoyed today's call, how it resonated with you, how you're feeling. Lots of energy moved here today. And this is just a small sample of what it's like to work with Virginia in these kind of calls. And there's six of them in this program. So just imagine what's going to happen in this program. So
the group calls are wonderful. Yeah, I love the group calls because we just talk, we touch so many different subjects.
Yeah, you do. And so like when you were working with Kayla, I think on the EMF, I was like, if this would come up in one of your group calls, you'd be like, okay, let's clear this for everybody. Right. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how Virginia works.
It is.
So payment plan is awesome. The price, Kathy, is $297, right?
$247
is the price. Yes, Liz, there's one package, one, everything's included. It's six group, live group healing sessions. I think there's six MP3s.
There's a remote. Some bonus ones as well. Yeah,
there's three bonus. Yeah, there's three bonus. Okay. So yes. Will the calls be recorded? Yes. Right. They do get a recording of the calls, and the energy on those live group calls, when you listen to the replay, is just as powerful. You just need to be open.
It is. Because remember, energy doesn't get destroyed. Energy never gets destroyed. And what happens is it is just as powerful in the replays as it is on the day when it goes live. Yeah.
Awesome. So I'm seeing payment plan. Thank you guys. So we will get that posted here shortly for you. So when you go to checkout, you will see that payment plan come up. So that will be there. Very informative and amazing. Thank you. Yes. Awesome. As always, Virginia's calls are always amazing. We sneak in these Q&A calls. I saw someone asked early, this is different than Monday's call. This is different. So we sneak these in because it's more intimate one-on-one time with Virginia, less formal, where we can just really dive into working with you guys and what's presenting itself and asking questions, you know, either about the program or, you know, whatever's going on. So there will be a recording, Taylor, of this call that will be coming out this evening. So you can look for that. And also, I think I'm going to post the recordings on the offer page. So everything's all at one page. So it's very easy for you to access that all. So that will be there as well. All right. Oh, Kayla says, always love Virginia's calls and the tremendous benefits of her work for all of
us.
Thank
you, Kayla. So sweet of you, Donna. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Well, I did not keep you to 2 hours today, Virginia. So we were both afterwards. I was like, the last time I looked, we were in an hour in. And Virginia's like, I had no idea how long we went. So.
But you know, when you're having fun, it's great. Yeah. And if everything just flows. And that's what I love. There's no formal, you know, having to stay within the confines of time, because
if you haven't listened to Monday's call, I do recommend listening to it. There was a Hara line healing that she did. She opened up our Hara lines. It was very powerful. And we also sent energy and healing. Virginia showed us how to send energy and healing to places in turmoil, to the world, and also to protect ourselves and not take that on. So that was really, really powerful because as she said, we're all here right now for a reason. And so if that's to send light to the world, or, you know, whatever that is for, we are here for a reason. And if we're caught up with our mind, body, and soul, like being all out of whack, and not being able to do, you know, what we're here to do, we can't do it. We can't fulfill that reason why we're here. So this is such an important program. So really, really.
It is, you know, and it means when you're in alignment, you can freely do that without any emotions getting in the way, right? Without judgment, because, you know, as we spoke, we did the work on Gaza on Monday. But if you think of it as, I only want to do this for the Palestinians, or I only want this to do this for the Israelis, that's a judgment. Yes.
Yeah.
So in the end, we are all one. I'm just going to ask them to just download this energy into you all, because this is really important. They're trying to tell us here that there's a message here that's coming, and what they're trying to say is, understand this, dear ones, that you are all just really one energy. It is the ego that takes you out of feeling that oneness. No judgment, Lamphans, no judgment. If you really choose to be of service at this point in time, the reason you came, remember, as was mentioned before, then you will send love and healing, compassion and peace to all the souls in these areas that are suffering at this time, those that are dying, those that are starving. Always remember, you are one. So when you offer energy, when you do the service, just imagine the magic that you're creating. And so it is. That was a very good reminder. Thank you, guys. That we are one, but we forget it because we're judging all the time. Yeah, but we don't realize that by staying neutral, and when you're in that alignment stage, you can stay neutral. When I see all these thousands of young men that are dying in Ukraine as well, both sides, it's again, you know, it's not a good thing. But at the same time, Gretchen, and I think we might have mentioned this earlier at some stage, is that, I'm not gonna say it because it may upset some people if I say this. It's not a nasty thing, it just is something that a lot of we can't, when you're not truly in alignment, you can't get the concept of the bigger picture that spirit has for us all. Yeah.
Makes sense. And like I said, you know, becoming the aligned mind, body, and soul, it helps us navigate all of this, you know, like, so whatever's going on internally with us as well as externally. And you know, the next, you know, year or so, it's gonna be wonky. So anything that we can do to really keep ourselves, you know, centered in that space really can change so much, from our health to our abundance to our relations, all of it. So it really can change. I mean, I'll tell you, it wasn't that long ago, I would say probably 4 or 5 years ago, I was caught up in all of that junk, and I was angry all the time. And I didn't realize it. Like, I was just angry and thinking, you know, like, you know, I'm a good person, I just want everybody to be happy, you know.
Yeah.
But I was the one that was suffering. I was so angry. My marriage was hurting. Everything was hurting because of that anger. And
yeah,
Sunday I just woke up and I was like, holy crap. Like, it just
hit me. Am I doing? Yeah. Because you were creating it, right?
I was creating it. Absolutely. And when I let go of all of that, it was like, holy cow, I'm living life. You know,
like chalk and cheese. Yes.
It was change. Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. But you don't know it. Yeah. Absolutely.
So I know what I'm speaking about.
It's crazy. So Lonnie, as usual with Virginia, I feel such intense love that I cry. It is amazing.
Oh, Lonnie, I was thinking about you last night. Yeah. Bless.
So anyway, we went off on a tangent, but what a beautiful way to end the call, right? So thank you for sharing that with us, Virginia.
All these jerks and carries on here. Them up there, they always go. It's like I'm the puppet, you know, they go ding, ding, ding. Thank you, my dear, as always. Such a pleasure. Yes. And to everyone that was on the call and all those that will be listening, what an absolute joy and divine blessing that I get whenever I come through on these calls.
Awesome. Well, we love
so much appreciation.
us. Look at all these hearts that everybody's sharing. So
all the hearts, I love the hearts.
All the hearts too.
Well, we have, you know, honestly, when if somebody had said to me 5 years ago, you know, or even 4 years ago, to work with the heart, you know, I wouldn't have, what on earth are they talking about? Yeah. What on earth does that mean? I have no understanding about how you work in the heart. But now that's all that's where I come from. And this is where the alignment happens, through the heart, you know? Yeah, this, it's so powerful. If anybody, everybody just, if you could connect with your heart and work through your heart, half of your problems would be over, if not all.
Mm.
And I shouldn't say problems, your challenges. Let's say challenges. Yeah.
Yes, you'd learn the lesson faster.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Thank you so much, my lovely. All the best.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great rest of your week.